May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For all you CTKers, or beyond that too, Luke was telling me yesterday that all the sermons, teachings and stuff are online, so they're now being done regularly, so that's good. Thank you, Luke Jones. I was reading something in my prayer time this morning from a guy who wrote some stuff 100 years ago. He was talking about at the heart of all religion is the whole issue of power. Because of the slavery to sin. And that every religion, their whole quest is trying to discover some power in their religious devotion that will liberate them and elevate them above bad behavior, about self-centered self, sin, whatever they might call it, unrighteousness, iniquity. That's what makes Christianity so awesome. Let me just encourage you, too. I'll send an email this afternoon for those of you Wednesday nighters. Last week we began talking a little bit about flesh and some stuff, and but I believe the night's going to be one of the most important things I've ever taught to help you understand what's going on in your life. God's helped me to have some more clarity, to communicate with some clarity, and we're kind of pausing at a place in Ephesians. We're making some progress, but it's about learning something, but I believe it's going to be really important and really powerful. So if you can't come, make sure you, as soon as it's posted, you can listen to it, because I think it's really significant. Now, it may only be significant to me, but I'm assuming if it brought some more clarity to me after all these decades, it'll help bring some clarity for you too. This is Romans chapter 10. Verse 1, "For brethren, my heart's desire, my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with the knowledge. But not knowing about God's righteousness," now they're trying to accomplish their own righteousness, it's about the ability to do that, power. The word power is just the word ability, that's all it means. "And seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God." Now that's power, God's righteousness. If somehow I could get God's righteousness operating in me instead of my own self-righteousness. Hear this again. This is what I said. This is speaking about the Jews, religious zealots. "Brethren, my heart's desire, my prayer to God for them," the Jews, "is for their salvation. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God." But zeal's not enough. I know a lot of Christians who have a lot of zeal. But not in accordance with knowledge. "For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." That word can also be translated, Christ is the goal, or Christ is the end result of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Now, what's the law? Man's sincere best effort externally on God's behalf. Grace, the righteousness of God, is God's best effort internally on our behalf. That's the difference. Romans chapter 4 talks about the purpose of the law. In verse 25 or 29 of chapter 3, "And if you belong to Christ," or if you are in Christ, "then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, a minor, he does not differ at all from the slave, although he's the owner of everything." He's speaking to the Jewish people. You had all the promises, you had all the law, you had everything. But he is under a guardian, managers, until the date set by his father. So also, we, while we were children, we were held in bondage under the elemental things of the world. And remember with the elemental things of the world, those who come the Wednesday nights, Colossians, the elementary principle of the world, elementary principle of the world is achieve so that you can receive. Grace is receive so that you can achieve. That's the law. Achieve so you can receive. But when the fullness of time came, God sent his own son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order that he might redeem those, liberate those who are under the law, self-effort, that he might receive the adoption of sons. Because you're sons, God has sent forth his spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. This is Galatians 6, verse 14. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. You're no longer under the whole principle of zealous self-effort, external self-effort, keeping rules and regulations on God's behalf. You're now under grace, where it's God's best effort internally on our behalf. That's grace. It's a free gift. And so because you're under grace, because you're now through your union with the resurrection Christ, because you're in Christ, now you've subjected yourself. The word, I love that. All you've done when you become a Christian, you've surrendered to the righteousness of God. Instead of trying to accomplish righteousness on your own, trying to be good on your own, you've simply surrendered to God's ability to be good in you and through you. That's the gospel. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. But now the deeds of the law are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envyings, drunkenness, carousings, and things like these. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. If those things are being operated through me, if those things are happening through me, because God's at work in my union with Christ, Christ is at work in me, then there's no need for law. Because your righteousness is far exceeding those who by zeal are trying to keep external rules. Because now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. That just ministered to me a lot in my prayer time this morning, just thinking about that fact that Christ is the end of the law as far as righteousness is concerned. That I don't have to anymore try to be good by external self-effort. Are there external manifestations of goodness? Yes. But again, the law is man's best effort externally on God's behalf. But grace, and grace has a face, and his name is Jesus, and I'm in union with him. Grace is God's best effort internally on man's behalf. Because I'm in union with the risen Christ, I've simply surrendered to the righteousness of God. I love that. Let me read it one more time. That place in Romans 10, so powerful. Hear this again. For I bear them witness. And again, this is about Jews, but I can say this about so many Christians, Spirit-filled Christians. In other words, I mean, they have a testimony of getting baptized in the Spirit. If I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, I see it over and over again, promising to do better. You know, the whole altar call nonsense. Over and over, we saw that in Africa. Every single speaker had to have an altar call, and everybody had to have promise to do better, and they prayed for more fire to come on them every time. I thought, these people are going to just burn up right here in front of everybody. How many more times can I get more fire? And their whole thing is getting them fired up, giving them more fire so they can be fired up so they can try harder. But it's not in accordance with true knowledge. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own with zeal, sincerity, they did not surrender themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ, who is the righteousness of God, is the end of the law for righteousness. To everyone who does what? Simply believes. Who just simply believes. Who just simply, step by step, moment by moment, says the yes of faith to the righteousness of God operating in me in the person of Christ because of my union with Him. Just stunning. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand again.